Wheat breeding has come a long way since the program at SDSU launched in 1950. Over the past two decades, winter wheat yield potential has seen a boost of roughly 10 bushels per acre, thanks to advances in genetics. SDSU winter wheat breeder Sunish Sehgal says it's been a collaborative effort.
I would like to thank my entire team, as well as South Dakota growers, for their support through their checkoff. My ambition and my goal is to serve. The only aim is to make South Dakota wheat more profitable and more marketable.
But yield is only part of the story. Sehgal also works to improve end-use quality, winter hardiness, standability, and disease tolerance.
Scab, which is number one, and stripe rust, which is number two. And once in a while, we also have challenges with wheat streak mosaic virus. And tan spot is always there. So these are the four more important diseases, whereas we often have to keep in mind that stem rust was a big problem here, so we have to keep breeding for stem rust and leaf rust.
Since taking the lead in 2014, Sehgal has released seven winter wheat varieties, including SD Andes, SD Midland, and the newest, SD Pheasant, available for farmers to plant this fall. He's also advancing another variety this summer,
which is in its 3rd year of evaluation, and if it performs good, it is a candidate for release. We have a forage line, which is in 2nd year of evaluation as forage. It did very well last year in trials in both in Pierre and Brookings.
Only about 24 winter wheat breeding programs exist in the U.S., and Sehgal believes SDSU's stands among the best. The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff provides key financial support for the South Dakota program. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.